Now, we're on the countdown, just in case you didn't realise, to an election. One of the main names when it comes to MPs from this part of the world is Lady Sylvia Herman. She's standing down, won't contest the Westminster seat. She's held it for 18 years in North Down. She first won it way back in 2001 as an Ulster Unionist, but for a considerable time she has been independent. I want to speak to a man who's kept a very close eye on her representing of the constituency. One of the main newspapers here in Northern Ireland, the County Down Spectator, Ian Gray. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
Ian, Lady Sylvia Herman stepping down. It would be fair to say that a lot of politicians come in for a lot of stick and a lot of criticism. They have a lot of enemies. Now, rivals will always look for flaws in a politician, but it would, I think, be fair enough to say that if you did a general straw poll across Northern Ireland on politicians, Lady Sylvia Herman as an individual would come out quite highly in terms of how she's regarded.
Well, absolutely. Almost uniquely, in fact, in that respect. I think you can tell, even just overnight, the reaction to her standing down. You see not just figures from all the political parties in Northern Ireland praising her, but senior Labour and Tory figures, even the Taoiseach. This is a woman who had a great deal of respect on the ground, in the Commons, pretty much everywhere.
She had a special quality that matches, I suppose, the title that she has. That's how people saw her. She had ladylike qualities whenever she addressed an audience, whenever she appeared on the green benches in Parliament. The constituents voted for her time and time again in North Down. The DUP came close. They rivaled her. They tried to unseat her, and they would be planning, or they would have been planning to unseat her possibly this time around. Everyone who was about to go against her will now get a sense that, my goodness me, there's an opportunity here because the big hitter is no longer in play.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, her decision to stand down has completely changed the battlefield in North Down. Really, even for the DUP, yes, they were aiming to unseat her, but that was the focus of all of their tactics. It was to specifically try to eat away at her personal popularity. They were running on things to try and damage her, to use her as a target. Now that target's gone. So even the DUP's battle plan is being torn up. Certainly the Alliance and the UUP will be looking at this and going, you know, they're by no means certain. It will be an uphill struggle for both of them, but they're in with a good chance, I'd say.
Will it be down to who the likes of Alliance, DUP obviously, or Ulster Unionists, who they select? It seems to me that it would be important to have a name that those who are voting in North Down would instantly recognise the name, as opposed to some new kid on the block.
No, absolutely. Alec Easton, who's the DUP's candidate, the DUP are the only ones who have confirmed their candidacy so far in North Down. Alec Easton is very, very well known, has a strong personal vote from his status as an MLA, been a politician in North Down for a very, very long time. The Alliance and the UP would need someone to match that. They'd need a heavy hitter, someone who's a recognisable name, well-liked, charismatic, with a very good, punchy message they can get across.
So how do they find those people? The ones that spring to mind are either standing somewhere else or may not be standing at all. So how will they find the person to, at the moment, take on the bookies' favourite, who would be Alex Easton?
Well, this is the problem for those parties. The UUP haven't stood at all since 2010 in North Down. They've always stepped aside for Sylvia Herman after she went independent. The Alliance of late have stood either an MLA or a well-known local councillor. Now, both the MLA and the councillor have name recognition, but it's a question of whether that would be enough, or if the party think they need to parachute a much better, nationally known name in from outside. However, if they decide to do that, quite often North Down doesn't react well to having somebody lobbed onto them in that respect. The voters in North Down often would go someone who's known locally on the ground.
So they would prefer to have a person that they can look at as having a track record of having served the community or have attempted to serve the community in the past. They don't want to be some sort of prize for a glory hunter.
Well, exactly. Unless it's somebody who can really capture their imagination and very, very abruptly. I mean, they've only got 5 weeks to sell people on this. So unless it's somebody who's an outsider who's an incredibly gifted person who really captures the public imagination, no, people in North Down would absolutely prefer people they know, people they respect, people they know will fight for their interests.
Now, I know someone who springs to mind when you talk about big names in the political world obviously would be Naomi Long, and it's been suggested, a lot of talk on social media, that maybe she jumped too quickly to go for East Belfast because there's a sense that she's the sort of individual who may have made inroads in North Down, or would they have rejected her as some sort of glory hunter?
Yeah, I think if they'd wanted to stand her in North Down, they'd have needed to be making those moves 18 months, 2 years ago, really. They'd have needed to have laid the groundwork for that, and that hasn't happened. And from the best of my knowledge, I mean, Naomi Long is very, very well known in East Belfast. There's a lot of people in East Belfast who do support her and are very, very passionate about her. I don't think North Down, she would enjoy quite that support if she's put in at this stage.
North Down, it's a different constituency from the rest across Northern Ireland, isn't it? I don't mean in any way to demean North Down by what I'm about to say. As a matter of fact, I'm about to praise North Down, but I wouldn't like anyone in North Down to feel that I was being judgmental. But I'll have a go at it anyway. It is a bit posh, isn't it?
Undeniably, yes. I think we prefer the term quirky or individualistic.
Oh, lovely.
But yes. It is a bit of a different situation. It's not to say that it's all just rich folks. There's very, very large working class estates throughout Bangor and throughout Hollywood. But there's a very different political scene there. You look back over the last 30, 40 years, and there's been a great deal of independent people with very, very small parties, for example, who've enjoyed fairly long careers as MPs.
Do you expect any surprise names to come forward? Anyone to come from a background that might be more independent, seeing that Sylvia Herman was independent? Could you see an independent loyalist, for example, coming forward in North Down?
I could see that happening, but I can't see them getting a huge amount of popular backing, to be honest with you. At this stage, I know the thinking is there's 16,000-17,000 votes up for grabs now that Sylvia Herman isn't standing. I honestly think a lot of them won't vote at all. I don't think many people will actually... I think a lot of people were expecting to vote Herman and will just drop out. I don't think it's the case that all of those necessarily will be up for grabs for anybody who comes along, or any independent will necessarily pick up those votes. That I don't think will actually happen.
Well, it's gone from becoming a predictable outcome to being one of those that will be so carefully watched. It'll give the County Down Spectator plenty to write about, Ian.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the paper will be.
The big surprise so far has been to Sylvia Herman standing down. That came as a huge shock to all of us, to every politician, to every voter in North Down. That was such a seismic event. I myself would be surprised if anything as big as that happens again, but you never know.
Yeah, well, as I say, plenty to write about. Ian, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's Ian Gray, who's a senior reporter there at the County Down Spectator. Colin Breen's a writer. He's ex-RUC. He's been on this programme a few times before, talking about the books that he's written. But he's also got another strand to his life that's very relevant to Lady Sylvia Herman. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Colin, you had plenty of reason to get to know the lady, of course, who is the wife of your former boss.
Indeed. I was chairman of Sylvia's local branch of the Ulster Unionist Party, and then chairman of the Constituency Association of North Down for 3 years. So I knew her then and actually was present whenever she actually left the party to become independent.
Did you respect her for that move at that time, or did you cut your ties with her when she asserted her independence?
Well, I couldn't say I was over the moon when it happened. It was the time of the link with the Conservative Party, and Sylvia has a very strong record of voting with Labour, and the Conservative Party was something that she didn't feel she could sit comfortably with, and that was why she left, as opposed to a problem with the Ulster Unionist Party at the time, per se.
Do you understand the general, like, I can't say universal because no politician ever gets universal praise, but the general praise for her as an individual that seems to be quite obvious across Northern Ireland?
There is, and I mean, she always had, obviously, the independent stance from the MP thing. I wonder sometimes if, I mean, she did obviously very well in politics and had a very big stance here, and obviously the connection with the RUC would have helped with the vote, and then she did it in her own right. I know that when it started, she wasn't that enthusiastic about standing, but once she made the decision, obviously she threw herself into it and worked very hard in the constituency, rather than perhaps at Westminster. But really, the constituency is how she built her vote, and moving around and attending local events very fully. And that was probably the backbone of her core vote, although obviously the last time out that had started to slip.
Now, Ian has said that there's something quirky about the electorate in North Down. They're not all posh. Some of them are. They're quirky, individualistic, I think was another term that is being used about people in North Down. They just don't row with the same oars that the rest of us row with, and they make their decisions in a slightly different way. Is it somewhat alarming that he suggested that the electorate may stay at home if Lady Sylvia isn't standing?
Well, I think that there's a possibility. I mean, votes, I know in the council election in Bangor Town Central, it was only a 38% turnout, which is fairly poor considering the state of the town and how much, you know, if you go into a bar or restaurant or anywhere where there's people gathered, you'd find 99% of them complaining about the state of the town, yet only 38% could vote or be bothered to vote. It certainly, Sylvia had a very large personal vote, which came out. Allegation has been doing the groundwork, and just actually what Ian was alluding to there, it would be very difficult for anyone to jettison in who, you know, they shouldn't feel that just because Sylvia has stepped down that those votes are necessarily there for the taking. So in that respect, I don't know that it's a straightforward transfer if she was to endorse a candidate. Allegation has been working very hard on the ground in North Down for years. And the groundwork that the last election obviously is what paid off, and he ran very close with Sylvia, and I wasn't as surprised as Ian that she's not running.
Okay. Colin, thank you very much indeed. Colin Breen, who used to work very closely with Lady Sylvia Herman, which was in the Ulster Unionist Party. He's now a writer, and as I mentioned, he worked as a RUC officer, Lady Sylvia Herman, for some of you younger ones, mightn't even realise that she was once married to the Chief Constable, Sir John Herman, who died a number of years ago. Right, it's just gone 20 past nine. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.